question for Jane.
Okay. I am obsessed with British culture, as you know. I found my birth dad, and he's from London, born and raised in London, England.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I got the UK tattooed on my ass there. What do you think about OK and Heat and B and all these magazines that are really, I guess they're salacious, and the British press, do you think it's worse over there? Or
This is nothing.
Well, they started in England.
Hello and OK. These are the good people. Yeah. Actually, they have like one page where in very, very small print, they actually say what terrible things people are up to. But the rest of it is all glowing, nice stuff. And you will see me in here endlessly because they treat you very nicely. But you will not see me in the regular newspapers because our regular newspapers in England, the Mail and the Express and News of the World and all of that, they're basically like the Enquirer. They're tabloid.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
And they'll turn everything around. I mean, I've done interviews with them where they'll talk to me about one thing and they write something completely different that had nothing to do with
the
interview.
They make up quotes. You can't trust the press. This just there.
When we come back, the real risks of plastic surgery.
Doctors say even though side effects are rare, you have to be willing to accept the worst case scenario. Christie Brinkley is 50 as
just
well.
Say
she
no.
looks incredible and she still looks like Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's doing what you're doing and just letting well enough alone and taking
vitamins.
You know what?
I think people do a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
I think the real problem I have is when people go and they start turning themselves into monsters.
Yeah.
But you know, there are people who are born with defects or you know, then they could do something to make themselves look a little better and I think that's a whole different thing.
Where do you think Steve is?
Is that what he's doing?
I don't know. Real quick, I know we're short on time.
I have a girlfriend who did Arise, and it worked out great.
I want to say congratulations to these guys. I work with these guys every Sunday, and it's the 10th anniversary for the NFL. And I want to say a big congratulations. I took out an ad in Variety. Mine not quite as nice as the ones that Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, and those guys took out. But a big congratulations to all the guys over there, David Hill and Scotty Ackerson and Ed Gorin. They do a great job. Do you watch that show?
Oh, sure.
No, you do not. Jane, you watch it every Sunday, don't you?
What? What am I watching?
Exactly.
I love watching American football. I was just telling you, my kids play American football. They're 8 years
that's
old.
What reminded me of it.
Yeah. Watch football in my house? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
That's all that's on TV all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, check out this Saturday. We're doing a show and Sunday. You get two shows for the price of one.
Yeah, this Teddy's practically in Steven's lap now. Okay, this
Teddy's
is giving
him a lap dance.
Mary Lou Henner was here the other day and she told me all these
There are lines at theaters all over the country. Fans are getting their first look at the new Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings!
We will have that.
When do they have sex?
Right after New York City and a little more Herald Square.
Maybe during the movie. It's 3 hours.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Hillary Clinton. Friday, not tomorrow. Friday.